This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It's a beautiful morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Happy Monday. It's 41 degrees. It's really mild out there.
You know,
we've
got a
morning.
Surprise coming up later on.
We do.
I mean, not just the contest.
Really?
The Marionettes?
Is that what your surprise is?
That's a surprise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't
what
sure
you
what
think
you were.
I had?
I don't know.
Do some kind of striptease here, and that's why we brought the pole into the studio.
Well, I wondered why that was there.
Okay. What? What are you doing?
All right. What kind of surprise? A marionette.
Yes.
Well, we were at the Holiday Art Market over the weekend on Saturday. Wasn't that great in Middleton?
It was
really a lot of fun.
I've never seen great art like that.
Unbelievable. Beautiful things
beautiful
there.
Things.
Big turnout. It was great to see everybody there.
Not so beautiful were the marionettes, and I bought two of them.
You were staring at those for quite a while before you went over
there.
Yeah,
they were just beyond our booth, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what the heck?
Did you buy the Ruth Bader Ginsburg marionette?
I thought that's what my wife would buy, but she did not want that. She got the Catwoman for Kamala marionette.
Oh, yeah, you guys came back after it was
over. We came back.
After we were done?
Yeah,
okay.
I came back and bought a few things, and we'll debut them right here on camera. And just in case anybody wants to
check them out,
connect on X or whatever media source, social media thing you can bring up and watch us.
Okay.
Okay. It's pretty cool stuff.
Okay.
A troll. I've got a troll marionette.
A troll marionette. Yes, a very special one.
Okay. Right.
All right. Well, don't reveal too much right now.
All right. Well, why don't you reveal what we have here for the contest?
It is time to launch the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. These are gifts for grown-ups, okay? You know, the kids get plenty of gifts. What about the grown-ups, huh?
Are these battery-operated? Or I mean, what are we talking about here?
Perhaps you want to talk about the grand prizes? These happen toward the end of the contest, after it's all.
Well, tell us.
Well, there are 8 grand prize winners. 8! Yes. People will win one of these prizes, a robot vacuum cleaner.
All right.
You know
those
things? Yep. You've always wanted one of those, but you can't enter this contest, John. A humidifier, an espresso machine. We'll have a couple of those. Snowblower, luggage
that's
set.
That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. Those are the grand prizes. But, you know, like our previous Text to Win contest, we'll be doing these during the 7 o'clock hour, also 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., where we give out the keyword. And the way to enter, just get the Civic Media app. That's the easiest and fastest way to enter. And you can, once you enter the keyword, and you'll get a message that bounces back to your app, back to your phone. And those messages contain other chances to win prizes.
Right.
So you want to know what the keyword is for this hour?
And you have to spell it correctly.
Yes. It's our Text to Win contest. It is a statewide contest. So get the Civic Media app, find our station, WMDX, and text the word jolly. This time around, we're giving away $100 cash.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, okay?
All right.
And other times during the hours, those 7 o'clock hours, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., or 4 p.m., we'll have either cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. But this time around, it's cash, $100. Text the word jolly to us on the Civic Media app this hour. I'll mention that keyword again a little bit later on in the hour if you missed it this time. It's jolly, J-O-L-L-Y.
That is fantastic.
Okay.
All right, we will certainly hope that we get a lot of text. Well,
they're coming in
right now.
Look at the computer screen. It's filling up.
And while you're doing that, why don't we sell some ornaments here? Melania was on Fox selling her new line of patriotic Christmas ornaments. And, you know,
what is it like? What is like the Home Shopping Network,
yes,
or something?
What is the grift here? You know, we've been talking about the grift for the, you know, all the 4 years that Trump spent in the White House. And then he continued that as he continued to run for president.
Right.
And now, of course, he is going to become president, and we're going to get a new line of stuff. You know,
anything for a buck.
But the thing is, how can they do this? Is this legal? Is this constitutional?
Legal, schmegal,
the emoluments clause? I mean, isn't there something? Isn't there a limit on all of this stuff? Well, anyway, Melania seems to think that a lot of her junk is important to all of us. So let's listen to this.
Okay.
So these are the ornaments that they are available this season. This is the third season that I design, and they are very special. For example, Lady Liberty, it was inspiration from my necklace that I bought when I was modeling in Paris. Now we have an ornament, and we have also a necklace that it's available on MelaniaTrump.com.
Beautiful.
So I also, this one, it's the necklace and
that's
inspiration, the flower.
These
correct?
Are awesome. These
and
are
they're very patriotic this year. As you could see, it's all red, white, and blue.
Oh, it's red, white, blue.
I was inspired by that.
And
election.
They're different each year, right, Melania? You discontinue them after
they
each
discontinue,
Christmas.
They discontinue, they retire, and this is available right now. Mm-hmm. And it's a great gift and a great collectible. Actually.
They're
made. Unbelievable.
Oh, they're collectible.
Yes, it's a great collectible.
They're ornaments. Right?
Yes, ornaments.
What a great timely idea for the holidays. Oh, well, get yourself a
but she
Melania
really cares about
ornament.
The Christmas spirit, doesn't
she? Does,
she?
Yeah.
Just go to Melania.com.
Remember when she decorated the White House all in black or something?
Yeah,
for
wasn't
the holiday,
some kind of weird.
Christmas.
I got to find it. Sophia sent me a clip, a TikTok of her in an interview, like just bashing Christmas and how she hates decorating the White House for Christmas. Well, yeah, it's a lot of work to decorate the White House for Christmas. And
for the First Lady,
she hates doing that, apparently.
A lot of heavy lifting.
Well, she's stressed out, you know, doing the ornaments and the decorations around the White House. She was very stressed out, and then she was simply asked, you know, what do you think about this? And, you know, separating children at the border from their parents. And what do they expect me to say? You know, I'm doing all these decorations, and they ask me that question? You know, it's, we did ask you that question.
I thought we had a story where she wasn't even going to be living at the White House for the next 4 years.
Yeah, she
lives in New York,
right,
in the tower, doesn't she?
Sure, I think so.
Just comes for a visit every once in a while.
Well.
Photo ops.
Now, you know, she's not the only one grifting here. You know,
what?
Trump is out there doing his thing.
Still?
Yeah. And this is, you know, Trump has this diaper problem that he has. I'm not making that up.
Is he selling diapers?
Yeah, he's no, he isn't selling diapers. He should, because, you know, a lot of his fandom out there going to these rallies dressed in an outside diaper.
Some Trump pampers?
Yeah. Men wear diapers, you know, okay. T-shirts and everything. So anyway, you got to wonder what this new line of fragrances smells like.
Oh, no.
So let's listen to Cut 45 here. Yeah.
My new Trump fragrances are here. They make a great Christmas present. I've named them Fight, Fight, Fight because they represent winning. We all want to be winning. We have to win as a nation. We want to win as a family. This fragrance is all about strength and success and confidence for men and for women. Get yourself a bottle and don't forget to grab one for your loved ones too. They'll thank you and they'll even smell good. Enjoy, have fun, keep on winning, and Merry Christmas.
Unbelievable.
A fragrance, an aroma.
Well, really they certainly have the holiday spirit. You know, you can just feel Christ in those ads.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
you got ornaments, you got perfume.
Yeah, I'm looking
cologne.
I'm looking on Amazon right now. They've got air fresheners that have this scent.
Oh no.
You can buy one for $9.98.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well,
the smell of the diaper
priced.
In your own car. Oh, that's what you want.
We should get some of that.
The Derriere. Oh God.
That's amazing. What will they think of next?
I know. It's not good.
No.
Whatever they think of.
Not good at all.
It's never going to be any good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot. We have a little warm-up today, up to close to 50 degrees this afternoon and sunny skies. We had a little, I don't know, why is the pavement wet today? Did we have some rain that moved through real quickly?
That's a good question.
Came and went.
It was wet.
Or were they washing down the streets over the weekend?
It must be real humid or something.
Or is it humid?
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to ask
Brittany.
It's coming
up through the ground.
The vents?
No, the ground, the moisture in the in the ground, because it froze, and now it's warm, and then it's warmed up, and the moisture is being released underground, right?
You think so?
It's like burning off the fog.
Oh,
only reverse.
Fog does not burn.
See,
again.
See, there he goes.
I don't know. Actually, do we have Brittany today? Is she with us?
Okay. I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
It was her birthday on Friday, so she took off for that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good enough. We're getting some texts.
We got
here.
One here say, can anybody say tacky?
Yeah. The grift never ends.
I would think so. You know, as we go shopping this holiday season, we have to keep in mind what we're doing to the people who we talk to in the sales departments throughout these stores. We have to understand what's going on in their minds,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
We have to remember, you know, they are working during the holiday, and it's not a great time for them because they can't really celebrate. They're helping you shop.
You think that some of them maybe get a little bit on edge?
Yeah, and there's this comedian, Scott Sice, and he acts like he's Mr. Employee, and he's been an employee. You can tell from these bits that he has put together.
Well, the customer is always right.
And no matter what. So when the people ask him things, you know, he thought of answers, and he has a comedy routine where he does these things.
Okay,
so why don't we play it?
Okay, let's get.
You just lost yourself a customer. You think I own this business? You think I own IKEA? I'm a part-time employee halfway through a two-week notice. I don't give a shit. I'm telling all my friends not to shop here. Tell them. You think I want five other yous running around the store? Have them call me. I'll tell them. You think you hate this place more than me? I work here. I know the sale ended last week, but can I still get a discount? Do you hear yourself? We can't go backwards. Time marches on. You want the sale from 15 years ago, too? When's it end, Diane? You want that price, you're going to have to go through the quantum realm with Ant-Man. Do you know how much money I spend here? More than you should. The meatballs ain't that good. Save your money. End my time. It doesn't matter how much you spend here. We don't thank our donors. This isn't PBS.
That's fantastic stuff. We'll continue
all
that.
The holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Man.
All right.
Nice to the customers.
We've got to take a break here, I guess.
Yes. 18 minutes past the hour. Coming back with Brittany Merlot. We'll find out the weather for today and for the rest of the week. Straight ahead on John and Gordy.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Truck. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
7:21. Let's see what's going on outside our windows here. The weather, whether we like it or not, from Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Oh, God. What a
good morning, guys.
Hi. Hey,
How are you?
What do you think of my Trump?
Marionette.
Oh,
wait,
right here,
something just fell off of him.
Uh-oh, his cane.
The cane. Why does he have got a cane?
Well, he's got a cane because he has a hard time walking down
stairs
ramps. And stuff like that. Yeah.
John's showing the marionette on camera here if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube.
I bought this at the Mark.
Yeah, the holiday market.
Holiday Mark. Yeah. See, this is the troll, the troll version of Trump. And the reason it's a troll version is the guy who made this, his name is Ken Vogel. he was having a little show in Mount Horeb, the troll capital of the world, and he thought he'd make a couple of troll versions of his marionettes. And this, if you could, you really are missing it if you're not watching the video.
Let me tell you, the tan is on point on this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of orangey
tan. Look at those feet, man. That is that's something else. You can really move with those.
Okay. So there it is. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
And you also have another marionette. Hang on. Get it out here.
But wait, there's
two.
More.
There is more.
There is more. I might as well show you this.
Kamala.
This is cat women for Kamala. Cat woman. There it is.
Okay.
Fantastic or what, right?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
What a buy. I know how to buy things.
Terrific. Terrific. Oh my God. Brittany, how was your weekend? What did you do? Did you do anything?
Yeah, it's nothing like that.
Did you do anything fun this weekend?
Yeah. I went down south to a wedding, so that was pretty fun. A winter wedding.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
Was it outside at all, or, you know?
You know, here's the thing. Okay, so they did make us stand outside the church for quite a while. They wanted this big group photo and them coming out, you know, and everybody lined up along it. It was so windy, so cold, and we're all like, okay, how long?
Yeah.
So partially outside.
That's why you don't have a lot of, you know, winter weddings. But all right.
Winter weddings.
Okay. Well, good. Well, today it doesn't feel like winter at all. We're talking about temperatures already in the 40s, right?
Yes.
Maybe 50-ish?
Maybe 50. I've gone out on a limb, Brittany. No one, we didn't tell you this prior to putting you on the air here, but I'm going out on a limb. I'm predicting that it'll go up to 50 today. And everybody should, you know, check their thermometers and see if I am correct or not.
Really?
I'm really risking my reputation on this.
What do you think?
This is how a meteorologist lives their life. They're like,
can
we do this? I'm going to go with you. Let's go for 50.
All right.
I'll join that train with you.
All right.
Hey, fantastic. Yeah. Thank you.
Excellent.
All right.
We're going to hit 50 in Madison.
And what else is going
golfing.
On?
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's going to be sunny, right?
Yeah, not too bad. Mix of sun and clouds today. We will get cloudy, though, tomorrow. And then a small shot of snow could swipe us on Wednesday, but we're really holding off on snow until Friday night and Saturday. So we could get a quick inch or two then. But the bigger story is really the temperatures. It's a roller coaster. From nearly 50 today, falling to the single digits on Thursday.
Wow.
5 degrees to 10 degrees will be our highs. Somewhere right in there.
Okay. Then it should be warming up again, right?
Yes, it does. By Sunday, we can be golfing again.
Yeah.
So happy.
We love this kind of winter weather. You know?
Yeah. So if we get some snow on Saturday, who cares? It'll melt, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know Christmas is, 22, 23 days away, something like that. What's your early 2-week prediction out to Christmas? Is it going to be a white Christmas this year? What do you think? I know it's impossible, right?
It is hard to forecast, but I do see a system that wants to move in a little bit ahead of Christmas, kind of around the 22nd to 23rd.
Okay.
So it depends on exactly where it goes, if we get the rain or the snow or what exactly, but let's keep those fingers crossed for snow.
All right.
It's possible.
Okay.
All right. Well,
John wants a brown Christmas.
I do. I just want mud.
And
wet.
But we were just talking about the patriotic ornaments that are being sold by Melania online. Have you heard about these? They're just wonderful, just super.
No, tell me about them.
Oh, my goodness, they're very patriotic. Red, white, and blue. You would never expect that from her. But the best is the new fragrances from Trump.
Yeah, they have cologne and perfume.
Yes, they
do. Air fresheners.
And he wears a diaper, and there's a certain scent that surrounds Trump most of the time, so I'm assuming that the fragrance is to cover
something
that up.
Like that? Oh, okay.
I know. Agree with you.
It leaves you speechless, doesn't it, Brittany?
It is the Christmas season, and you got to keep these things in mind, as you shop around. Right?
It might be a good gift. Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
You never know.
Okay.
As unique as these marionettes.
Okay.
Which are unique, indeed. No, all right. Seriously, if you can't see them, you need to look at them.
Yes, you have to check it out. All right.
All right. Brittany, all right. You have a great day. We will talk
Thanks,
with you
guys.
First thing tomorrow morning.
And, yes, have all right. a good one.
All right, Very take good. Care.
What is she supposed to say to that? Can I be back her into a corner?
Well, I didn't back her into a corner. Yeah, what corner did I back her into?
You know, she has to comment on it, like, you know, the perfume and the aroma and all that.
Or that she likes the marionettes in any way, shape, or form. The scary marionettes.
That is a scary rendition of Donald Trump. Okay. And I like that it's a marionette. You know, he's like a puppet on strings. You know?
Yeah.
Elon, you should dress up as Elon.
Well, see,
and walk around with
this Ken Vogel guy. He lives here in town, and he makes these special. He takes requests, and he makes them on a paper mache.
Custom
made. Yeah, he does.
They're beautiful.
And
really.
They're excellent things. And it has instructions, by the way, an instruction manual, how to make them work so you can, walk them around the house scare the animals.
Oh, yeah. Bring the dog in and, see what happens there.
Yeah.
The Kraken.
Won't be able to figure out, is that a human? What the hell is that?
What is going on?
She will
on?
Not stop barking. I know that.
Yes. Tomorrow we are going to have a special guest, Hillary Pham, Equitability Tailoring.
Oh.
You might ask, what is that?
Yeah,
well, it's actually tailoring done, custom tailoring
for
people with physical disabilities.
This is a good segment.
This is really something
special. I'm really interested in this. We've got Evers coming up in just a few moments about working at home.
Coming up on John and Gordy.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by noses. Yes, when wanting to stick something in other people's business, more people use their noses than any other part of their face. Noses, available wherever olfactory body parts are sold.
Might need that with the Trump colognes.
That new line of colognes, it's going to be selling fast.
Absolutely. Yeah. Where is the John and Gordy cologne?
Right.
Love the smell of radio in the morning.
That's Doug, our correspondent from Milwaukee.
I want a cologne. I want a cologne that does smell like a nice warm radio, like the old dusty tube smell.
Yeah, when the tubes get really hot.
That would be good. Hey, I want to remind you what our key word is this hour for the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. You get on the Civic Media app and text in. You have to do this before 8 o'clock to be in this hour's contest, which is for $100. And text word, the key word is jolly. J-O-L-L-Y, when you text in that. By the way, it's a statewide contest. You'll get other opportunities when you get a bounce back text to your text. You get other chances to win.
Wow.
Okay.
Sounds confusing.
No, it's not. It's actually very, very simple, John. Thanks for playing our game. Can't you just get on board once in a while? Jeez.
All right. I'll try.
By the way, there will be other keywords. We do it during 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m.
Well,
every day, Monday through Friday, for the next couple of weeks.
We were talking about the perfume, the cologne from Trump, and of course, the Christmas ornaments from Melania. The grift is on at the Capitol. I just How are we gonna make our way through the next 4 years? We're gonna go broke buying the damn coins and the watches. I'm just, oh man.
Don't worry, John. It'll trickle back down.
Well, there you go. That's perfect.
By the way, I didn't mention the grand prizes. By the way, on the text to win contest.
Oh, we should.
All of your entries go into the grand prize drawing. And there are 8 grand prize winners this time around. I forgot to mention that. We're going to have a couple of robot vacuums, espresso machines, humidifiers, snowblowers, luggage sets. So all kinds of grand prizes at the end of the contest. So get those text to win entries in. Jolly, okay? Civic Media app.
Jolly. All right. Jolly.
Just like John is every day. He's a jolly old man.
Matt out in Middleton suggested America is a grift.
A grift.
You bet. Mm-hmm. You bet. The smell of morning radio in the morning. I like that. Yeah, I like that. Mm. That's a good fragrance.
It smells a little like coffee, too.
Yeah. A lot like coffee.
How's the coffee?
Well, Sherry said good morning first thing. Didn't give us a gigantic emoji like she normally does.
Yeah, what's
it takes
up with
our
that?
Entire
she
page.
She didn't send an emoji this morning. What's
is
the deal?
She feeling okay?
I don't know. I'm worried about her.
I think she tried to, but it just didn't show
happen?
Up for some reason. Because she had 2 messages.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. She seems to message the show before we even start. Maybe she's
maybe she works third shift or something. Works overnight. Or gets home in the morning. Does
or,
it
you know, first thing gets up.
Yeah.
Gives us a text and then makes breakfast.
I was going to say, maybe she's a time traveler. She already listened to the show and went back in time to tell us good morning.
Maybe so.
Wow, that is Sherry's secret, isn't
it? It's usually coffee related, the emoji she sends.
All right. Well, anyway, Governor Evers is out there. He's talking about his next budget that he's going to put out. And as everybody knows, Governor Evers puts out a budget, and the Republicans throw it in a trash can,
and they
write their own, and they make believe they didn't look at his budget, but they did, and they always take pieces and parts out. It helps them. It's like their outline. They don't admit it, but it's their outline, and then they take credit for everything, even though it's really
his
Governor Evers' ideas.
Yes.
But, of course, they pare down the amount of money that goes to the state in order to help it, help people. Oh, my God, this guy is crazy. All right, anyway, Evers is out there, and he's talking about it. And he was also talking about the state. A state could be a state mandate to get employees back in the buildings, go back to work.
Get back in the instead of working from home.
You know, this is a big thing nationwide for Republicans. You know, we can't have them working from home.
Yeah.
We need the air pollution, you know, so they can drive into work every day and, you know, get to those red lights and sit there polluting the air because we want them in the buildings, not at home.
You know, they just got to justify paying the rent on these big office buildings, right? Otherwise, they got all this money going down the drain.
That's right. So anyway, they want all these employees back at work. And Governor Evers says, uh-uh. So let's play Cut 47 here. This is from Up Front. Fantastic answer from Governor Evers.
You looking at 47 or 46?
I don't know. Whatever it is.
You can't count,
you don't
can
know.
You? I think this is correct.
All right.
People are avoiding returning to the office.
I would always assume that return to office means return to office.
FlexJobs career expert Tony Frana says companies with return to office mandates.
That's not it. No, that's not it.
It
has to be like cut 47.
I'm afraid there is no 47, John.
How about 45? 44? Do I hear it's 49?
Yeah, let's skip the story. Okay. let's skip the damn story. I sent it to you. I don't know when you downloaded those cuts, but I put it on last minute before I left home this morning. So it's out there somewhere. It's out there somewhere, but we can play the cut that you were playing, and that cut has a lot to do with not so much Wisconsin and what Governor Evers wants to do, but it's something that's happening across the country.
Nationwide.
And it's called Hushed Hybrid, where you work from home in kind of a secret way, or you work something out with a boss so you don't have to go in every day because, you know, there's an edict from all these corporations and companies to say, hey, we want all our workers in at work, you know, but, you know, maybe not all of them.
So it's called hushed hybrid.
Hushed hybrid. Let's play cut 46.
People are avoiding returning to the office.
I would always assume that return to office means return to office.
FlexJobs career expert Tony Frana says companies with return to office mandates such as Amazon are adamant about their policies. But there's one indicator that some managers and employees are trying to bypass workplace rules. It's a trend known as hushed hybrid.
Hushed hybrid is when managers may choose to allow their team members to work remotely at a different cadence than the company suggests or mandates.
Career expert Jasmine Escalera with Live Career describes hushed hybrid as sticky and not something she would advocate for.
But what I would advocate for is very open dialogue, open conversation, talking about it, and seeing if there are things that you can work out with your employees.
We launched Office Occasional, which is a remote-first hybrid work environment in 2020.
Andrew Thomas is with the company Kforce, which is number 8 on FlexJobs' list of the top 100 companies for hybrid jobs in 2024.
We had listened to our people so much, and with everything going on in the world, we knew that flexibility was a premium for employees looking for work or candidates looking for work.
Career experts say it's important for companies to think about the potential repercussions of 100% office work.
We're thinking more about growth, but also flexibility and balance.
Dan Grossman, Scripps News.
There you go. Fantastic stuff, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's an idea, and I thought I'd bring it up here on the show because we're always on the cutting edge of all of these new developments
Absolutely.
In the workforce.
Yes.
And that, I think, is going to catch on. All right.
Well, we could do our show from our various homes.
We
right?
have.
We've done it in the past.
We tried it.
Especially in the middle of winter when, if there's 2 feet of snow on the ground,
yeah.
it's a little easier to just that's use our home studio.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. And we always have a little technical difficulty because it's like, you know.
It's tradition.
It's like a half a year before we we try it again.
Right.
And
it's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we did come up with cut 47. Miraculously.
Oh, good.
But again, this is Tony Evers responding to the Republicans who are probably, and he's anticipating, they'll, in the new budget, demand that workers come back to work instead of working from home. And Evers is not having any of it.
He also told us the other day that he wants to introduce, as part of the budget, language that would require state employees to return to the office 3 to 4 days a week. Would you sign the budget if that was included?
No. No. No, it's working. We're working. You know, we've heard for years the idea that somehow it's not fair that, so many of the people that work for the state of Wisconsin come from the Madison-Milwaukee area. Well, we went out of our way when we during the pandemic and post-pandemic to hire people in Rhinelander and all sorts of different places in the state because we knew they could work from home or work from an office that's remote from Madison. That's working. And, you know, I think it's important for us to say we want to get the best people working for the state of Wisconsin possible. And sometimes that will mean that they will work from home, part-time, full-time. We can work that out. It's working fine now. I know he's got all this data, and I can't wait to see it. But the fact of the matter is I think it's important for the state to be open to having people working from home, especially in parts of the state that we haven't had a chance. You know, not all the good workers are in the Madison and Milwaukee area. There's a whole bunch of them across the state. And we want to have a chance to have them working for us.
That's right.
Okay.
And I have to hand it to Governor Evers for bringing that up. The fact that the Republicans wanted to divide all of the government agencies that we have here in Madison and spread them out throughout the entire state,
mm-hmm.
basically cutting down the unemployment because not all of them are going to want to move.
Right.
So they're thinking of, attrition, and that's what they want to do by breaking up the government from Madison and putting it all over the state. So Governor Evers, what did he do during COVID? He said, yeah, okay, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
People work from home. Let's go to Rhinelander. Let's get all these people to apply for these jobs all over the state so they can be a part of the Wisconsin government.
Makes sense, yeah.
And now he brought it up, and he's saying, we're going to keep doing it.
Right.
You guys wanted this. What the heck is wrong here, you know? Of course, you know, like robots, the Republicans in the state capitol have to do it their way, the way everybody else, Republicans, are doing it in all the other states. They can't act on their own. They can't think on their own. They can't come up with laws on their own. They have to copy what other states are doing.
We got a text here from Patrick, the 608. We were talking a little bit before about the federal government, you know, having empty office buildings.
Yes.
If we get rid of all the office workers that work for the Fed, empty office buildings, turn them into affordable housing. There, we fixed it, says Patrick.
Yeah. Yeah, let them in.
Sure.
Right. Let them in.
Why not?
All right.
Yeah. You can text us on the Civic Media app anytime, any place.
Do you want to return to the employee getting the bad questions from customers?
Oh, there's more from him?
Oh, we've got a lot of
them. But the customer's always right. That's what I heard when I worked in retail.
Well, you know, when you're working retail, and only one son did that for a little while, he was very frustrated.
Was he overwhelmed?
Yeah, he was.
A lot of the questions that come from customers.
And I played this for him. He thought it was kind of funny because he heard a lot of these same questions. And but he wasn't quite as skeptical as a guy who wants to be a comedian for his life. So let's play a little bit more of it. Here we go.
Every time I come here, my order gets messed up. Then stop coming. Make my day. Every time you come here, your order's messed up. Sounds like you're making the mistake. Look inward. You're ordering the wrong shit. I'd like to speak to your manager. I'd like to speak to your mother. Tell her she should be embarrassed. She raised someone to act like a baby in public. You want to speak to the manager, please? Manager doesn't know what's going on. Haven't you ever worked anywhere before? I know that's not right. I used to work here. Well, things change. Sorry they didn't run it by you first. You used to work here. Well, I used to be happy. Then you walked in. Can you just check in the back? Can you just accept we don't have it? The back ain't some magical place. What do you think is back there? Santa's workshop? The only thing back there is a clipboard with our schedules and some brownies Darcy brought in. The website said it was in stock. And what do your eyes say?
All right.
That's
Plaza,
comedian
Plaza
Scott
right
Sykes.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. It is 7:49. When we come back, we've got odds and ends, tidbits, some leftovers.
We've got a song, a Christmas song coming up.
Oh, that's right. Yes. On John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 7:52 and 41 degrees already. We're expecting a high close to 50 today.
All right, let's forget about politics completely now.
Oh, please.
I am done.
Put it aside.
I am done. We're going to protest the city. The city thinks that they're going to put 20 miles per hour speed limits in residential areas. My ass are going to do that. That is the end.
What do you mean, man?
I'm moving out. This is it. I'm moving to another city. I can't handle it here anymore.
You live in Middleton. What do you say?
Well, yeah, that's right.
The Common Council approved the change following a successful implementation of the 20 is plenty program in two trial neighborhoods.
Well, that's catchy. 20 is plenty. Oh, now I'm sold on it. Yeah, I'm a sucker.
Yeah,
I'll go with that.
What's their measure of success exactly?
Well, Madison is joining other progressive cities across the country, including Minneapolis, New York City, Portland, and Seattle. They've done this. They've lowered the speed limits on local streets. The research is clear. It's safer for residents, makes neighborhoods more livable. 20 miles per hour is plenty on our local streets, says Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. That's a quote from her.
That's wrong.
What
do
you mean?
The whole thing is wrong.
It's
you don't do that. No, it isn't common sense.
It is. It is. Pedestrian fatalities in the U.S. have increased 84%.
Oh, in the U.S.? Well, that's not Madison. What the hell are they doing 20 miles?
Well, we're part of the United States.
Awful.
Last time I checked.
God.
It's been increasing. Pedestrian fatalities from 2009 to 2022 increased 84%.
So I found this story on the Madison subreddit over the weekend.
Yeah.
And there were just tons of people commenting about how they hated this story. Yeah. One of them said, what happened in 2009? The iPhone came out. Everyone is on their phones these days,
well,
and that's
yes.
probably
yes.
one of the large reasons why pedestrian fatalities has gone
yeah.
up.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the speed limit.
I am all for trying to make the roads safer, but well, I don't... Catherine
yes.
just walked in, and she's listening on her app, so that throw me for a loop. I'm hearing myself twice. But
okay.
anyway...
Yes.
The speed limits on city streets, lowering them doesn't inherently make them safer, because if a road is designed where it feels fine to drive at, say, 45 miles an hour and your speed limit is 35 miles an hour, that
right.
doesn't mean people are going to drive 35 miles an hour. They're going to drive however fast it feels like the road is safe.
There it is, folks. That's yep. the wisdom of Generation Z right there.
Well, that's why Madison is offering 20 is plenty yard signs to everybody. Available
no.
in multiple.
I'm putting three of them in my yard.
It's
no.
available
yes.
in multiple languages, and they're free of charge.
20 is plenty.
To residents.
20 is plenty.
No,
20
get out
of
here.
Oh, my God.
They have speed
wrong
bumps
with
all
you
over.
People.
Well, there's speed bumps all over the place.
Well, there
anyway.
Are, sure.
So, you know.
Well, you go slow there,
that's
but
the
know,
idea.
Then you speed on the. Look, I think.
What is wrong with you?
In between the speed bumps.
I think Sam Gentzy in there spoke wisdom just a few moments ago.
What?
That these roads.
In the room at the same time. He can't drive over the speed
These
limit.
Roads are designed for certain
they're
speeds.
Not.
Now they're going to artificially lower the speed limit on streets that were designed for 35 and 40
okay.
miles per hour.
None of you guys live downtown. I live right downtown by the Capitol.
Yeah.
East Washington. It's a
yeah.
long straight road right up to the
yeah.
Capitol.
Yes.
There's people all night long, not exactly drag racing, but just going zooming down that road because I can hear them. The speed limit on that road is either 25 or 30, depending upon where you're at.
Right.
Yep.
There are some people that go that speed, and then there's a couple people that go way faster than that. And they're the ones that are causing problems. If you have a speed limit that's a certain speed, and then there's a couple people who just completely disregard it, I think it's more of an issue than if you had a higher speed limit overall.
Okay, now, you know, it's usually 20 in a school zone.
Right.
During school.
Yes.
Have you ever driven 20 miles per hour?
Yes, because sure. I want to see
like,
the babies.
It's like you're not even accelerating. You might as
so,
well just let it
just
idle.
Scoot by.
Oh, my
Look
God.
Look at the babies coming out of the school.
Well, the Madison Police Department will be out writing tickets all holidays.
Yeah,
season.
I know. That's the thing.
I want
Merry
to make
Christmas,
a
bet. But you live
Madison.
In Middleton. What's the problem? You can go as fast as you want
no,
in Middleton.
No, they already lowered the speed limit.
I'm
in
making
Middleton.
A bet.
Yeah.
I want to say that you're going to come up with a $300
yeah.
bill.
I'll
tell you what.
For the whole holiday.
People in Middleton almost moved out of Middleton because they lowered the speed limit to 30 miles per hour on University Avenue. And that sucks. So now, I can't imagine 20. I honestly
You're
cannot wrap
boy.
My head around 20.
You're such a bad boy.
How fast is it by your house, the speed limit? What is the speed limit by your place?
It's 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are people going 30?
That's too slow.
Really? You'd rather have them speeding 40, 45,
look,
50 by
yeah.
your place?
I live in a very popular street there
okay.
next to the Beltline.
Yes.
And they're thinking about putting speed bumps in front of my damn house. It's like revenge. We know John lives there and he hates people that go slow. So they're going to put speed bumps
oh,
in front of my house.
Everybody knows where you live in your neighborhood. Okay. Well, we'll see how that goes.
Well,
all right.
I just, this is wrong. This is wrong.
Okay.
So wrong. I can't stand it. And they come up with a clever little way to
20
describe
is
it.
20
and then
is
all of a sudden,
that's
I'm, oh, whoa, that's great. That sounds so good and logical. I'm just going to go along with all this stupidity.
So you're,
no.
not, you're not putting a 20 is plenty yard sign in your yard, right?
I'm going to have 20 is too slow signs all
go
over
faster.
The neighborhood.
Go faster.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
What a mess. All right. Well, this town is going to slow down to a point where it's going to. We might as well live in
okay.
a gigantic city because it'll take that long to get across town.
Okay.
Says, God, you guys need a new morning show. Yes.
See what you did there?
I know.
Okay. Tomorrow, Hillary Pham will be
here. Well, they live in Elmore. What am I supposed to do about Elmore? You know, they probably already have 15 miles per hour.
Okay. Tomorrow, we will find out about equitability tailoring for physically disabled folks.
Yeah, that's good.
Actually, it's going to be very interesting. Yep. Stephanie Miller is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. Have a great day.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.